The name of a town can sometimes tell you a lot about its history. That's the case for a place in the northwestern corner of Illinois, the name of which tells you what they were digging up. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Steve Rupp is a local historian in Galena, Illinois. He says the very name of this town should give folks an idea of what was most important when it was founded.
Galena means lead sulfide in Latin, and that was a drawing card. And of course, you needed some way of getting it in and out of here.
The Mississippi River was the way to transport that lead from this area to points where it could be further refined into products.
In decades of, let's say, the 1840s and 50s were the peak decades, and they shipped out millions of pounds of lead. They would melt this lead down, refine it. It would melt into these molds. They have bars or ingots. They call them pigs of lead. These would be hauled down to the steamboat landing and shipped out, in most cases, St. Louis.
The population of Galena swelled to over 10,000 people by the 1860s, as many came here for opportunities in the lead mines and supporting businesses. While the mining faded, the old buildings remain, creating what some call an outdoor museum. But what saved these historic gems from the wrecking ball?
Well, I think in a way it might sound a little odd, but it was hard times. The money wasn't there to really tear down a lot of these buildings and then build new ones.
And today, Galena boasts many historic buildings that people come to tour.
You got the DeSoto Hotel as an example, you know. It's a beautiful hotel, but that opened in 1855. It's still going strong today.
This town also has many historic churches, and with so many ethnic groups here, there were multiple versions of the same denomination, such as a German Catholic Church and an Irish Catholic Church, just to name a few of the many. It is a unique place to explore the mining past through the restored buildings that are a drawing card today. Traveling the countryside in Galena, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.